Hello, welcome to Feed, Play, Love, the bite-sized podcast for parents. I'm Siobhan Hunt. This is a show all about parenting. I speak to experts and carers about everything from fussy eating, toddler behaviour, sleep and more. If you're a parent, you know not to call new mums and dads at a certain time of the early evening. Witching hour can feel like it comes out of nowhere, hitting you right in your brain. Your baby is crying, unsettled, and difficult to calm. But is witching hour a real thing? And if it is, are we able to take the sting out of what can be a very stressful time of the day? Leonie Clements is a mothercraft nurse and expert on Babyology's Parent School. Hi, Leonie, how are you?
I'm good, Siobhan. How are you today?
I'm good. So can you tell us, is witching hour a real thing?
Most definitely it is a real thing. Most definitely.
Oh, that's sad. So what is actually happening at that point of the day to make it so stressful for parents and their little babies?
So what often happens is it usually starts around five. For some families it can be later, but generally around five. And, you know, if you've got a new baby in the house, you've been up through the night feeding that baby, your day started, you're getting everybody. If you've got other children at, you know, they may be at school or daycare or just at home with you. You know, you're busy. You're a busy mum on the go. You may have a partner that you need to see to help get organised for the day as well. And by that, I mean, you know, mums do everything. You know, mum's got to have the house organised so they know where to find things. Not saying that you're going to do things for them, but they need to know where they are because, you know, I'm sorry, men, but they do have a men look. They don't have a mummy look.
A dad look.
A dad look, yes. So it is very, very real. And often what's happening is, especially for mums that have been up through the night feeding, having that broken sleep, they're tired come that time of the afternoon. And then baby tends to get a little unsettled as well because mum's unsettled, mum's busy, you know, often preparing after, you know, dinner. It could be other children that she's needing to see too. So it's a busy time of the evening or the late afternoon.
Is there anything happening for the baby at that point of the day? Is there anything for them that makes them unsettled?
Yes, the household becomes busier. You know, often, and especially if there are other children in the household or, you know, a partner coming home from work, it's a busy time. So there's more stimulation going on. If it's just mum and baby during the day, it's a lot more quieter.
And so it doesn't matter whether you've got a good sleeper during the day or an unsettled baby during the day. Witching hour can happen to any baby, it's, how they're sleeping?
Certainly can. And so often what we find is, you know, like I talked about, this, the household tends to be stimulated and so they can get overstimulated. You know, somebody's just come into the home, whether it's, you know, grandparents visiting or older children or toddlers or, you know, they've had a sleep and then they're starting to get cranky as well because it's the end of the day and getting hungry and things like that. And so everybody's, you know, it's this big environmental shift for a few hours and the baby will pick up on that as well.
So is there any way of avoiding it given, you know, most people do tend to work 9 to 5 and that time of the day, you know, is when you're making dinner and all that kind of stuff. Like, can we avoid it?
Oh, look, we can do things to help make it easier. We certainly can do things like, so we can look at if mum is at home for the time being, preparing food earlier in the day, mum being prepared that, you know, this is what's happening for baby as well. Baby has been overstimulated. Baby needs to wind down and needs that comfort from mum to know that it's okay. I might want to feed. I might want to feed quite often. And so mum needs to be prepared for that. And everybody else in the household needs to be prepared for that and support mum in doing that. So, you know, preparing dinner earlier in the day, having snacks around so mum can just sit and feed and comfort that baby as she needs to. You could wear baby. You could put baby in a sling or a wrap, wear baby if you need to see to other children. Could have the pram out close by and push baby in the pram because often they're getting overtired as well. So just adjusting your day to be prepared for those few hours in the evening that, you know, it's going to be unsettling. So have a look at in your day how you can plan better for that time of the day for yourself.
And does it ever stop? I mean, do kids grow out of it?
The true witching period does stop. It tends to, it does. So it tends to start around 4 to 6 weeks, and that's when baby's waking up and becoming a new little being on the outside world, if you like. And so they're becoming environmentally aware of what's going on around them. So it starts around 4 to 6 weeks and then starts to reduce around 12 weeks. So if parents can remember that there is an end sight, it can help it a little bit easier. Also, you know, they might have to tag team to support each other in that phrase. Remembering too, though, when you've got toddlers, they're getting tired at that time of day. So planning your day for them as well. And if you're a, you know, if you're a working parent and you're not home during the day or working a few days a week, the days that you're home, try and be prepared to, you know, cook that extra amount of dinner so you've got something to grab out the freezer. Or if it's beans on toast or eggs on toast, that's okay. That's okay. Mm. You do what you need to do to get through this period.
Yeah, make it easier. Yeah. Leone, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Siobhan.
That's Leone Clements. She's a Mothercraft nurse. And if you'd like to book a one-on-one consult with Leone, check out the links in the notes of this episode that will take you through to the parent school. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. I'd love to hear from you. So if you'd like to get in touch, email me at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.